You never get to know anybody without spending time with them.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about what it takes to expand your understanding of God.
Knowing God requires moments alone with Him.
Celebrating 40 years of faithfulness, this is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Most of us had to learn things in school we thought we'd never use in real life. Well, today, Dr. Evans talks about a kind of study that's not only useful, but life-changing as well. Let's join him as he explains what it is.
The study of the knowledge of God is, in fact, the most important pursuit in life. Of all the things that matter in your life and my life, to know God through the purposeful, planned, predictable study of who He is, His nature, His character, and His perfections will become the driving force in your life, in my life, so that we, in fact, are able to define everything else accurately. First of all, I am not referring to simply an awareness of God. That is, to simply say there is a God. That's not a very great reference point to simply be aware of God, because it would be hard to miss Him when you understand that He is an all-encompassing being. And so, first of all, let's assert clearly that when I talk about knowing God, I mean more than you are aware that He exists. But to know God is more than that. It's more than awareness. It's more than information. It's more than a religious experience. To know God is to have Him rub off on you. It is to enter into relationship with God so that who He is influences who you are. One of the great tragedies today is that you can go to church and be aware of God. You can go to church and have information about God. And when you have a choir like this, you can go to church and feel God. But you can leave church with Him never having rubbed off on you. So when I talk about knowing God, I am talking about having the awareness and the information and the religious experience rub off on you and become part of who you are, who I am. And therefore, you cannot say you know God unless it's rubbed off in history, unless it's affected how you treat your wife and how you raise your kids and how you spend your money and how you relate to people. And unless it rubs off in history, you don't know God. Secondly, the study of God is the most authentic pursuit in life. It is not only the most meaningful pursuit in life, it is also the most authentic pursuit in life. In John 17, we have Jesus' high priestly prayer. Let me read these first three verses and look briefly at this concept. These things Jesus spoke and lifted up His eyes to heaven. He said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son may glorify Thee, even as Thou hast given Him authority over all mankind, that to all whom He has given Him, He may give eternal life." Now look at verse 3. He says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent." Authentic life is eternal life. Jesus is not referring to everlasting life. That is, He's not talking about how long you're going to live. He's talking about a quality of life. He says in verse 3, "This is eternal life, that they know You." Listen, life can never be what life was intended to be for you or me, unless that life is God's life being lived out in us. Yes. And according to verse 3, the only way you will get eternal life experienced in this life is in the knowledge of Him, that you may know Him. Do you see? To know God is to live life authentically. To know God is to live life as life was meant to be lived. That's why Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Because life can never be lived like it was meant to be lived without the knowledge of God. It cannot happen. And yet many of us are attempting to live our lives our own way, using our own puny brains to figure out how to live an eternal life. People want a quality of life without a qualitative God dictating it. You can't have it. Our brains are too small. Our knowledge is too limited. We're too finite to live life like life was meant to be lived. If you want to live, don't go looking for life. Look for the knowledge of God, because this is life, that you may know him. So that if you are not succeeding in life, it is because you're also not succeeding in the knowledge of him. So what you need is not to go look for life. You look for him who can locate life for you. You see, many of us are alive who have never yet learned how to live. We think living is wrapped up in the things we've already mentioned, money or education or prestige or power, when living is really wrapped up in the knowledge of God. And that's why studying the scriptures is so important. Look at verse 17. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. There's a standard of information that clarifies what life is all about. And that standard comes from the word of God. Thy word is truth. Now, we have many college graduates in our church. That meant you spent 12 years, primary education, elementary school, junior high school, 4 years of college. We have a number of people who have their master's degrees, depending on the type of degree, that was 2 to 4 more years. Others who have their doctorate, that was 2 to 4 more years, anywhere from 12 to 16 years, studying to be what you are intending to be for the rest of your life. And everybody along the continuum said, it's absolutely necessary. When you thought about dropping out of high school, some mother, father, aunt, or uncle said, you can't do that. Boy, girl, get your education. When you didn't want to go to college, they said, no, if you want to really get a decent job, you got to go to college. And in college, you saw how dumb you really were. And so you went on to try to get some more information. And if you've done like me, gotten a doctorate, you're downright ignorant. Because you find out there's so much yet to learn. Now, if you spent that kind of energy in order to have a decent career, isn't it more important that you know God so you can have a decent life? This is eternal life. And by the way, let me tell you something about heaven. There's only one thing happening in heaven. The knowledge of God. That's all. That's the only thing you're going to do in heaven. The knowledge of God. You say, how boring. No, how exciting. You see, the difference, there's only one difference between earth and heaven. Earth is the knowledge of God, but earth is the interrupted knowledge of God. In other words, the knowledge of God keeps getting interrupted. For example, you have to go to sleep. So for 8 hours, you're not conscious of the knowledge of God. Or you have problems and that distracts you from God. All God's going to do in heaven is take away all the negatives so that you have the uninterrupted knowledge of God. In fact, there's going to be so much activity in heaven related to the knowledge of God, he won't even let you go to sleep there. There is no night there. He will not give you 8 hours to take off, and he will give you a brand new body that won't get tired so you won't miss sleep so that you don't miss nothing. I'm going to see you at the corner of Gold Street and Silver Boulevard. And you're going to say, hey, did you see that? Whoa, did you see that over there? Why? Because it will be the uninterrupted knowledge of God. But God wants us to get in practice before we get there by making the priority of the knowledge of God our primary pursuit in life. Thirdly, the study of God is the most beneficial pursuit in life. It is not only the most meaningful and the most authentic, it is the most beneficial. That is, nothing will benefit you more day by day living than the knowledge of God. Now, there are a number of things I want to say here. I won't turn to all the scriptures. I'll reference them for those who want to look at them further. Daniel 11:32 says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and take action. What is he saying? Daniel was caught in Babylon. an ungodly nation that was turned over to the Medes and the Persians, and he was constantly under oppression. He was constantly being victimized. But he says, the people who know God, even in the midst of a bad situation, will know what the right steps are to take in confronting the issues of life. The knowledge of God gives you the ability to have the correct response to the circumstances of life. You see, the problem today with people who want to correct the social order or correct the political order, who want to change this and fix that, is that they want to do good things, but they don't know the right way. But the people who know their God shall be able to be strong, move forward with confidence, and take action. So you see, the knowledge of God is not passive. It's not something you do on the sideline. It really frees you up to do something, but to do the right something. I'm constantly, simply because of the size of our church and the exposure God has given the ministry, being called on to get in this movement, to get in this movement, to endorse this person, to stand with this situation, to march on this thing and to do this thing. And many of them are fine, but many of them are not consistent with knowing God. And so I have to say, well, that's not consistent with the biblical approach. Now, why did I have to say that? Number one, they don't want to hear that there's a biblical approach. Number two, who do I think I am telling them that their approach is wrong? And number three, how come I'm not on their agenda? And I'm saying, when you know God, you can be confident about your approach. You don't have to waffle and go back and forth and be inconsistent. The people who know their God can stand firm, be confident, not be budged, and at the right time, take action.
But what about the people who don't? Dr. Evans will talk about them and the trouble they tend to get into when he continues this message from his brand new CD compilation, Tony Evans Top 40. It contains 40 of the most hard-hitting, life-changing lessons he's taught in his ministry's 40-year history. It includes messages on our authority as believers, the importance of being authentic, how to discover the beauty in brokenness, understanding God's timing, and much more. And right now, we're offering you volumes 1 and 2 of this 4-volume collection as our gift when you come alongside Tony's ministry and help see us through the summer with a generous contribution. Please visit TonyEvans.org while this special offer is still available. Make your donation and let us send you all 20 lessons in Tony Evans Top 40, Volumes 1 and 2, along with his booklet on what's almost a lost art in today's church, fasting. You'll discover why it's such an effective way to get rid of some of the burdens and baggage we carry through life. Make the arrangements to get this special double resource package before time runs out. You can do that today at TonyEvans.org or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat our contact information later on after part 2 of today's lesson coming up right after this.
Coming to theaters this November.
We're at the Church of the Nativity here in Bethlehem, where it is believed that the birth of Jesus Christ occurred.
Travel with Dr. Tony Evans as he retraces the life and human journey of the greatest being to ever walk this earth.
Well, we're here in Capernaum, a place where Jesus did most of his miracles. And it is in this place that he demonstrated he truly is the Son of God.
You'll travel the streets, fields, and synagogues that Jesus walked and visit the locations where some of the most powerful events recorded in the Bible took place.
It is highly likely that much of what we read about Jesus' ministry in Galilee happened right here.
Journey with Jesus in theaters November 15th, 16th, and 17th with Dr. Tony Evans. Visit TonyEvans.org for locations, showtimes, and to learn more.
Many of us are spiritual wimps, and we're spiritual wimps because we don't know God. We're spiritual chumps because we don't know God. And so we don't know the right thing. Many men can't lead their families because they're spiritual chumps. The knowledge of God also gives security in life. Listen to what Psalm 46, 1 through 3 says. Passage that you all know and love. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should be changed, though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. It says, even when there are earthquakes, those who know God will take strength. They will be secure. The knowledge of God, not only does that, but the knowledge of God gives wisdom in life. Listen to what Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 says. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of him. He says wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is spiritual insight for earthly application. Wisdom is the ability to understand what God wants and know how to apply it where you live. Wisdom is truth in shoe leather. Wisdom is the ability to take a divine spiritual perspective and turn it into an earthly functional application. Wisdom is the application of truth to life. He says the knowledge of God gives you wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 puts it this way, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and it gives you wisdom. He says that God will show you how to live a wise life. See, a lot of us have book sense, but we don't have common sense. Brilliant. All A's on our report card. Yet in life, we go from one failure to another failure. It's not that we don't have information, it's we don't have wisdom. The ability to apply the knowledge that we have. But the knowledge of God can give wisdom. Not only that, but 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says that the knowledge of God can give you a well-ordered life. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. He says the knowledge of God will give you grace, the knowledge of God will give you peace, and then he says the knowledge of God will give you divine power. Now, what more can you ask for? A grace life, a peace life, and a powerful life. That's a pretty good life. That's a well-ordered life. And it comes, he says, by the true knowledge of him. As God rubs off on you, not just as you become more aware of him, not just as you get more information about him, but as he rubs off on you, he gives you grace, peace, and power, he says, for all of life. Not only that, but if in fact God has allowed to transform your life, he will give you spiritual development. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Now look at verse 10. So that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. He says the knowledge of God here will produce spiritual development in your life so that it'll change the way you walk. He says that you walk differently, you move differently, you act differently, you think differently. Why? Because you have been filled with the knowledge of God. Because with the knowledge of God comes the knowledge of his will, and the knowledge of his will transforms the life. And as the life is transformed, he says, you bear fruit. And what does fruit do? There are two things about fruit. Number one, fruit always reflects the character of the tree of which it is a part. So you begin to look like Christ. Secondly, fruit is never born for itself. It is always born so somebody else can take a bite. When you start bearing fruit, other people want to bite out of your life. Other people want to be like you. Other people want to emulate you. Why? Because you're a productive person for the purposes of God, he says. Finally, the study of God is the most challenging pursuit in life. It is, first of all, the most meaningful. Secondly, of all, the most authentic. Thirdly, of all, the most beneficial. But fourthly, and most importantly, it is the most challenging. Look at three verses that'll rock your socks. Look at Romans 11, verses 33 to 36. All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable are his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who became his counselor? Or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. You want a challenge? Decide to get to know God. It's first of all a challenge because verse 33 says it'll never have an ending to it. It will take eternity and then some to understand it. So it's a challenge because you'll never learn it all. Okay? Secondly of all, to know someone demands that they reveal themselves to us and grant us the privilege of that knowledge. Now, God has made it inextricably clear that he has a passionate desire to reveal himself to us. Hosea 6:6. He says, I desire the knowledge of God. God says, I desire that you come to know me. So if you do not come to know God, it is not God's fault, because he has made himself available to be known. And while he has not made himself available to be known exhaustively, he has made himself available to be known intimately. So God can be known intimately, although he can never be known exhaustively, but that's a challenge. Also, if you're going to know God, it's a challenge because it must be your priority. Deuteronomy 4:29 says that you must search for God with all your heart. With all your heart. The sage says again, the knowledge of God is like a man searching for silver. Where is silver? Underneath the ground. Dig. Why has God not made it easy? Because he wants to know how serious you are. He wants to know, are you serious? When you got to get up and work out, you're serious. You get up and work out. When you got to get up and spend time with me, you're tired. You need that extra 15 minutes. Are you serious? You've got time to watch your favorite TV show, but you're always too tired to spend with me. Are you serious? You see, it's a challenge because it's a priority. So where do we start? First of all, you must start with a desire to know God. Moses said in Exodus 33:13, he said, show me thy way that I might know thee. David said, as the deer pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God, Psalm 42. Paul says in Philippians 3, that I may know him. Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, Matthew 5. All of them are saying the same thing. God only feeds hungry people. If you're not hungry, you'll spiritually starve. You say, but I want to be hungry, but I'm not hungry. How do I get hungry if I don't want to be hungry? Easy. Hang around food. You ever been not hungry, but going to somebody's house who was cooking up a storm? No matter when I've eaten, I always get hungry when I'm around fried chicken. Being around it makes me hungry. So if you want to get hungry, even if you're not hungry, get around somebody that's cooking something. So it must start with an appetite. You can't enter into the knowledge of God until you've accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. Unless you are a Christian, unless you have come to faith in Christ, you can never get to the knowledge of God. You can only be on the awareness and information level. And so if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you've never received Jesus Christ as your only Savior, as the only one you're depending on to give you a relationship with God, you can never know God. Once you are a Christian, then it's going to require time with God. You never get to know anybody without spending time with them. Listen to what the scripture says. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Knowing God requires moments alone with him.
Dr. Tony Evans, pointing out that we can't know God if we don't spend time with him. But just learning about God doesn't matter if we aren't willing to turn that knowledge into a relationship with him. Once we do that, that's when we can experience what the Bible calls peace that passes understanding. Let Tony explain how you can find that peace today. Visit TonyEvans.org, follow the link that says Jesus, check out his video, and download the free follow-up resources. Those few moments can change your life. Now don't forget, today's message is part of our 4-volume audio compilation, Tony Evans Top 40. And volumes 1 and 2 of this brand new collection are yours as our thank you gift when you help support Tony's work with your contribution. Get details before time runs out at TonyEvans.org, where you can also find a huge selection of life-changing resources and sign up for his free weekly email devotional. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Too many Christians build their lives around what people say about the Bible instead of what the Bible says about people. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain why that's such a dangerous temptation as he talks about the real authority for kingdom Christians. I hope you'll be back with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is celebrating 40 years of faithfulness thanks to the generous contributions of listeners like you.